91X News.
It's 7 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little. A soccer game between Germany and the Netherlands tonight has been canceled after the stadium was evacuated an hour and a half before game time due to reports of a bomb threat. A German news agency quoted the Hanover police chief as saying they had a concrete information about an explosive attack in the stadium. Many German officials, including Chancellor Angela Merkel, were scheduled to be in attendance. Tonight's game between Belgium and Spain was also called off. The match today at Wembley Stadium between England and France is still scheduled, with fans paying tribute to Friday's terrorist attacks. In local news, if you want to learn more about the history of Belleville, you may be interested in a film screening tonight. A documentary called The Last Day of School, a final tour of Belleville Collegiate Institute with Eugene Lang, is being screened at the Maranatha Church. The video takes a tour of the former school after it was torn down. Its producer, Doug Knutson, says it may be the last visual record of the now-demolished school.
I find it interesting myself to look at it, even when I worked on it, and people who have not seen it in years or have never seen the school, they're, you know, quite taken, especially when you walk into the auditorium. It's actually quite breathtaking.
The Hastings County Historical Society is screening the film, and it starts at 7:30 at the Maranatha Church, 100 College Street West. Transform Quinty will be holding its annual Transgender Day of Remembrance Wednesday night. There will be a ceremonial smudge, readings, a short instrumental piece, and a candlelit vigil to honor the trans people in the Quinty region who have passed away. The event is being held at the Hope Center in Belleville from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. QNET News will be at the event. A team has been assembled in Quinty West. Its mission is to bring the Veterans Care Center to Trenton Memorial Hospital. Mark Hodgins has the story.
Hundreds of people were at Centennial Park in Trenton last Friday to rally against expected cuts to the city's hospital.
So the only services left here are services that are at risk for even more cuts.
Natalie Mera is the executive director of the National Health Coalition. She says the province's proposed cuts are going to be devastating to hospitals across Ontario.
The small town hospitals in Ontario will not survive. And then in turn, the larger town hospitals also are full.
Jackie Dales, an RN that represents the local nurses association, says the direction healthcare is going concerns her.
We're centralizing care in larger centers, which is really at the expense of people who are, in our community, elderly.
There were also a number of politicians at the rally, including Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith.
I know as a politician that if I hear from one person that's complaining about something, it's easy to brush that aside. But when you hear from a throng of people like we've witnessed here today in Trenton, that tends to get on the radar of the politicians and might alter the decisions that they're making.
Mark Hodgins, QNET News, Belleville.
Fundraising for a Peterborough mosque that police say was deliberately set on fire on the weekend has stopped. So much money was raised, about $110,000, that the Kawartha Muslim Association asked the organizer of the crowdfunding account to close it down. The arson caused an estimated $80,000 in damage. It was set on fire late Saturday night. Kenzu Abdullah, the Kawartha Muslims Association's president, says he was amazed at the response.
Incredible. I have no words, really. There have been so tremendous support from the churches. We just got a call from the synagogue. They wanted us to use their space. We are having our Friday prayer this coming Friday in the United Church in town. And I heard, I don't know the detail, but I heard there's an online fundraising activity that's going on. We didn't initiate it, but we're told there's something going on like that. The police department communicating with us on a regular basis. People just keep on coming, and friends, my neighbors. I'm a professor at Trent University, the Fred University president. Everybody, the student council, everybody is rallying together, essentially saying this is not our Peterborough. This is an isolated incident, and it's out of character for our people, and we stand by you.
Refugees, immigrants, and Canadians stood shoulder to shoulder in front of the Saskatchewan legislature in a protest against comments made by Premier Brad Wall. Wall says the federal government should suspend its plan to bring 25,000 Syrian refugees by year's end, citing safety and settlement concerns. Fartoon Mohammed, who immigrated to Canada in 2006, says Wall's comments cast an unfair image on refugees.
And I find that Premier Brad Wall, what he said, it was kind of perpetuating the cycle of hatred that's already in the media for immigrants and refugees, putting them in the light as terrorists or just not in a positive light. And that's not good because not all refugees are bad.
Wall says in a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that he is worried that fast-tracking refugee claims could undermine the screening process. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says the 10,000 Syrian refugees the province has committed to taking in is a big number, but there are millions of people in need. Wynne says she knows some people are making a link between the refugee crisis and last week's terrorist attacks in Paris, and in light of all that, it is important to confirm Ontario's pledge. The Premier says the province is now in the process of ensuring they will have housing and services. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is coming up next.
Hey, honey, pull over. Look at that sign. And look at that sign. Discounts, extended hours, and great deals on almost everything.
Yes, I know. All the guys at work were talking about Black Friday and how the businesses of downtown Belleville are getting into the act. Bob is doing all his holiday shopping there.
With all these deals, downtown Belleville should be our shopping destination this Black Friday, too.
Black Friday, November 27th. Enjoy shopping with the businesses of downtown Belleville.
Good afternoon, I'm Molly with QNET Sports. In local hockey, Georgetown takes on the Toronto Patriots at 8 o'clock in Junior A hockey, and in Empire B Junior C hockey tonight, Picton plays Napanee. It is a busy night in the NHL with 8 games scheduled. 2 Canadian teams are in action, including the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are home to the Colorado Avalanche. James Reimer is scheduled to start in net and has every Leafs win this season. The New Jersey Devils are in Calgary, and Los Angeles Kings are in Philadelphia. The Blue Jays starting pitcher Marco Estrada says he's excited about returning to Toronto. He agreed to a 2-year deal worth $26 million last week. Estrada says having 2 years on his contract was important.
I feel like it's an extremely fair offer. I know I'm happy about it. My family's happy about it. But, you think about the qualifying offer, how much money that is. But I wanted to be here for a few years, and, you know, I'm just glad they offered a 2-year with that.
The Toronto Raptors are in action tonight against the reigning NBA championships, the Golden State Warriors. Toronto is looking for a win after coming off a loss on Sunday. The Denver Broncos star quarterback Peyton Manning has a partially torn plantar fascia. That's the thick tissue that creates the arch of the foot. Manning has been dealing with the sore right foot for a while. He was benched for the first time in his career yesterday, throwing 4 interceptions in Denver's 29-13 loss to Kansas City. Manning, who has been told he will not be suiting up for Sunday's game against Chicago, says he wants to make the best of this week.
The week can help me, you know, try to get healthy in some of the things that I've been dealing with, and hopefully can use it to my advantage.
The BC Lions cleaned out their lockers today after losing 35-9 to the Calgary Stampeders in the CFL's West Division semifinal. Veteran quarterback Travis Lule got hurt in September and lost his starting job to Jonathan Jennings, but says he still has a lot to give.
If you don't want to be a starter, you're in the wrong line of work. So yeah, obviously being on the field and playing is why we play the game. And I still have that bug, absolutely. But, sometimes it's not always a perfect scenario how you might map it out. So we'll see. We'll see how those things play out.
Lule is set to become a free agent, but also left the door open to returning to the Lions. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. At 4:11, it's 7 degrees and mostly sunny. Tonight will be clear with a low of 4 and cloud coverage after midnight. Tomorrow is mostly cloudy with a high of 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Molly Little. News on 91X next at 5.